Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 10 minutes after 8 a.m. this morning is where we're at. We're into the final hour of the show, and of course we move along now to our next feature. Now for our feel-good story this morning, we're going to be chatting to 37-year-old Taryn Tomlinson, who will be embarking on a 5-day journey to summit Mount Kilimanjaro to raise funds for the CG Children's Center in Tanzania. Now, Taryn developed rheumatoid arthritis, a long-term progressive and disabling autoimmune disease, when she was just 18 years old. Taryn founded the Bambini Dream Foundation, which uses music and art tools for healing. Now, despite being in a wheelchair, nothing deters Taryn from achieving her goals, and she's going to challenge herself by taking on Mount Kilimanjaro. So very exciting, as well as inspiring, I would say. Joining us this morning, the Bambini Dream Foundation founder, Taryn Tomlinson. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Trevor. Thank you so much for having me, and good morning to the listeners.
Only a pleasure, Taryn.
I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you with us. Now, firstly, tell us a bit more about yourself as well as the Bambini Dream Foundation, and of course, not forgetting a bit about the CG Children's Center.
Yes. So I am involved in a number of social upliftment programs. One of it is my foundation, which I have founded back in 2010, after living overseas and coming back and thinking that that was the way I could tell back into our communities. And then also I do hotel auditing and consulting on accessibility so that people with disabilities, can have better points of access and better access to services and to products. And so a lot of the work that I do is around social development and social upliftment. And the Bambini Dream Foundation, I mentor a small group of kids, 13 kids, and we've mentored them over a long period of time, over a number of years. So my oldest youth is now matriculating this year, and all of our youth are from Blikkiesdorp in Delft, which is a temporary relocation area. Constructed by the city at the time of the World Cup to place people in housing. But, as these projects go, they often go on far longer than what they should.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, in terms of your mentorship with these youngsters, what sort of mentorship do you provide, and what are some of the success stories coming through from the Bambini Dream Foundation?
Well, we provide, firstly, it was, when I first went to volunteer within the community, I just saw the complete degradation that the youth live in, and that's the only reality that they know. And so for me, I decided that I was going to take them out of that reality and, expose them to life outside of Blikkies. And so we take them on what I call imagination workshops. They've been out kayaking and we'll do beach cleanups. They've been to the planetarium, to the aquarium, to the sports, to the science in the Cape Town Science, a place out here in Observatory. We have musicians that will come and do music classes with them. We have puppeteers that will come and teach them about body awareness and abuse using puppets to help them. So they've been on a number of different excursions over the years. And each excursion is tied to a theme, and, they're learning principles. Mm-hmm. So I've created a program called the 7 Steps to Success, and we've taken through the 7 programs, through the 7 principles. First one being love yourself, last one being become a giver. And we are currently there. It's about teaching them how to be responsible and active citizens within their communities, to take what they've learned and all that they've gotten and to now plow that back.
Absolutely marvelous. Now, in terms of the work that you do, and of course, the latest news, we've seen it all over social media as well. You yourself, going to be tackling Mount Kilimanjaro. And, just thinking about it, I'm like, would I really want to do it? Is it a bucket list thing? But tell us a bit more about, this vision that you have in terms of wanting to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And Tara, you know, I'm just amazed, you know, for someone who uses a wheelchair, I think many would say, wow, you know, what is she even thinking? How is she even going to manage this? But, you know, where does it all stem from?
So it's actually called the Crazy Chick Challenge.
Okay, makes sense.
Right, rightfully so. It was a friend of mine. She's out in Switzerland, and she's got an NGO called Gap to Glory that really is about supporting and helping athletes who have disabilities but who would like to compete on an international level. So they've got amputee, you know, some form of disability, and wow. They train do bodybuilding and physical activities to get to the international level. And she's been saying for 2 years, come on, you've got to come with us on our next expedition. You've got to do it. And this year, I decided to do it. I've also founded a new company called Livable, focused on ability. And I thought, well, this is actually a great way for me to launch my company, as well as, you know, which is focused on accessibility and on building spaces that is inclusive of all people. And so I said, well, you know, I would like to take on this challenge with them, and if it means something to me and to the work that I'm doing, and, you know, hopefully inspire people just to, you know, I always say to attitude that determines altitude, and how far we get in life. You know, we have so many of our excuses and our you know, little molehills that we make into mountains.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's about proving that, you know, really when you have a good purpose and when your mind is focused, you can overcome anything with God and with, you know, lots of healthy dose of laughter.
Certainly. But Taryn, tell me, in terms of preps and, you know, preparing for or to take on Mount Kilimanjaro, I mean, what have you been doing?
I'm currently working with the Sports Science Institute out in Rondebosch.
Uh-huh.
And they've got a marvelous department of orthopedics and biokineticists. So working with a biokineticist in working a lot of upper body strength.
Uh-huh.
They kind of attach weights to my wheelchair and then have to push myself
wow.
To emulate it, you know, going up a mountain. So we're doing quite a number of those types of exercises with them, which I'm very grateful to the Sports Science Institute.
Awesome. Now, in terms of this children's center out in Tanzania, you know, how have you become involved and what is it all about?
So the Siggy's Children Home is in Moshi, which is in Kilimanjaro. So it's just about at the base of the mountain. And basically, with the Guts to Glory Foundation, they have been supporting the children's home since the first time that they've went up and they've summited and have quite a good relationship. And these kids are they're able-bodied children. And so the fund goes towards helping them with their education. And, you know, they have very sparse means in Moshi
mm-hmm.
for education and shoes and clothing. So part of the funds that we will raise will go towards the Siggy Children's Home, and the other part of the funds that we raise will go towards the Bambini Dream Foundation. And in the work that we would do next year.
Absolutely amazing. And then, you know, for our listeners that would like to keep track of your journey, you know, how do we go about doing so?
Yes, you could follow me at my name, Taryn Tomlinson. So either on Instagram, I've got a page on Facebook called Able to Travel with Taryn Tomlinson. And then they can also follow the journey. I write for Mango Airlines, so for the listeners who fly Mango, there's quite a big insert every month, and I've been doing insert for January and February on Kili as well, on prep and training.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if they would like to donate towards our cause, we've got a GoFundMe page,
mm-hmm.
which is under the banner of Guts to Glory, 2 with the numeral 2, so GUTS,
mm-hmm.
2. Glory.
Okay.
And that's the GoFundMe page.
Right, absolutely awesome. And then on a parting note, you know, just some words of inspiration for those that have physical challenges out there that might not be as inspired as yourself, but hoping to get there. What would you say to them, Taryn?
You know, I realize that there's also, you know, when we have a physical disability or an impairment of any sort, there is a lot of frustration that gets built up in anger. Regards to the lack of services. and, you know, just lack of, I would say, a lot of disregard as well for the community of people with disabilities. Mm. But my words would always be to, you know, we've got to build the world that we want to see. And directing our frustration at government, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's only going to help insofar as the wheels turn. Mm-hmm. But if we become change engines and create the world that we want to see and, you know, put ourselves out there, I found that people are actually very accepting and willing to make changes. They just are not informed as to how to do that. You know, and so, you know, be in your own capacity, whatever it is that you want to do with your life, just go for it. You
absolutely.
Know? Just push for it. And you know, I think very often it is our own disbeliefs that hinder us in moving forward. And then that gets kind of projected onto the world around us. And we see that reflected back in it. But the moment we change our mindset, a lot of doors and opportunities open up.
Certainly, well said. But Taryn, we'd like to thank you for joining us this morning. On behalf of VOC, we wish you all of the best for your upcoming challenge, and we hope to hear some feedback from you when you return.
I'd love to. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thank
all
you
to
the best.
Listening. Only a pleasure. And that was Taryn Tomlinson, the founder of Bambini Dream Foundation, speaking to us.